On the senior weekend, a special interview with senior Jessica Havel out of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And first of all, Jess, going back to last Saturday night, your story is an amazing story. And I have to admit, I was in awe, not just as a play-by-play announcer, but as a fan of Beaver hockey, of how you came to Bemidji State as a walk-on. You had to be patient behind Zuzana Tomchikova, an Olympian, and Alana McElhenney, which is also a great goaltender. You finally get a chance this year, your senior year, and you take the Gophers into overtime. What were you thinking throughout that game last Saturday as your team was giving them probably the hardest challenge of the season?
Oh, I wanted to win that game so bad. I was just trying to stop everything I could, and I was seeing the puck really well, and I wanted to win that game so bad and just give them a run for their money.
Even in the post game, I compared you to Zuzana Tomchikova. I'm sure she would have been awfully proud if she would have had a chance to see. Did you guys get a chance to talk after the game?
Yeah, after the game, she texted me and heard that I played so well, and she was making fun of my post game interview on the website. So I got to talk to her after, so it was good.
Overtime's been kind of your nemesis this year for your team, and obviously not getting the calls the way that you wanted it to. I know you can't talk about the refereeing, but how frustrating is it when things like that happen?
It is frustrating because, you know, you play like so well against a team for 60 minutes and then it just comes down to those 5 minutes and then the game's over right after that. So I think that's the toughest part, is that you're just trying to get through those 5 minutes.
Do you ever feel like, you've had to be patient waiting for your chance to play in that, but your team this year has been in so many close games? Do you kind of go, when's it going to be our turn? When do we get to get past this?
All the time. It's just, when are we going to get the bounces and when are we going to get those kind of lucky draws? So all the time.
Earlier this season, your team took Wisconsin on their home ice, home opener, brand new rink, same energy this last Saturday against the Gophers. I'm assuming that's what you're hoping your team brings out on Friday and Saturday here at the Sanford Center.
Yeah, I think after the game against the Gophers that Saturday, I think that gave us a lot of confidence to go into this weekend and know that we can play with any team in the WCHA, so I think we'll be set.
Favorite memory of playing here at Bemidji State?
I have a couple. I'd have to go with, obviously, that Gopher game last Saturday, probably by far my most favorite, and then obviously getting to play with the Zuzana Tomchikova and Alana McElhenney, my two favorites. So
the trifecta.
The trifecta, yes.
A shout out to those two.
Yeah.
Favorite opponent?
Favorite opponent? I'd have to go with the Gophers again. I mean, they're always fun to play with, and like I said, last Saturday, that was a really fun game for me, so the Gophers.
And one thing you'll miss from Bemidji after college?
I'm going to miss hockey, not having to work during the summers, and I'm just going to miss all the girls and just coming to the rink every day and getting to be a part of this great family.
What are your plans after Bemidji State?
I'm going to finish my intern here at BSU in the exercise science community health field, and then I will be going down to the cities to pursue a career in community health.
What's it been like playing for Coach Sertich these last 4 years?
I think it's so lucky to have a guy like him. He cares about us so much, cares about the Beaver, like the Beavers. Just a quick story, he came to visit my dad when he was sick in the hospital, or when he got home from a surgery last year. And I just like telling that story to people, they can't believe that like my coach would come do that. So just like an all-around great guy. So really happy I got to play 4 years with him.
Speaking of your dad, here I was going to let you go. You have been through so much the last couple of years with your dad's health, and he is obviously a backbone to you and your hockey here at Bemidji State. Where do you pull your strength from?
I don't know. I guess when he was sick during with his cancer and stuff, like hockey was just kind of a way to just like forget about everything, and you know, it's like a good bond for both of us, and like we can just sit and talk about hockey, and just like it's just nice just to not have to worry about cancer or anything. So I just think it's gonna be tough when it's finally done, but yeah, I don't know. It's a tough question because he is like my biggest supporter, and I obviously want to play well for myself, but I do, like, he's a lot of it, too, is why I want to play well for him also, so.
Jessica, it has been so fun to get to know you and watch you in the trifecta the last 3 years, obviously, and see you blossom this year. Career shutout, a great game against the Gophers. It has been a blessing to have watched you play. Thanks.
Thank you.
And good luck this weekend. Go get those Badgers.
Go Beavers.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.